Welcome to this audio recording by the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm Jim Falk, President of the Council. We are a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to promoting public awareness of global issues and the ways in which they affect the Dallas-Fort Worth region. Become a member today at dfwworld.org and help us connect North Texas with the world. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of Haynes & Boone, LLP. We hope you enjoy it.
One of the questions that always comes up, and especially now, is the role of political Islam and whether or not Islam and democracy can coexist. Help us really define. I mean, are the terms mutually exclusive? Is Islamist the right word that we should be using for these parties? Provide your insight on that, if you would, please.
Yes, I mean, it is a fascinating and very relevant topic. I mean, my view is that we don't yet know that it, in a sense, it's up to the parties that would define themselves of having Islam and the propagation of Islam as part of their agenda to prove that they can be effective Democrats. In the case of the parties that are coming forward in Egypt and Tunisia, the Freedom and Justice Party in Egypt, for example, which has been formed by the Muslim Brotherhood, considers that the way it operates is actually a kind of model for democracy, and that some of the liberal and secular parties are more dubious, and that they are constantly trying to change the rules. So there is, let's say, sometimes a healthy argument, sometimes unhealthy arguments, between the liberals, if you like, or the Democrats, the secular Democrats, and the Islamists, about who is really more democratic.
For more information about the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth, visit them on the web at www.dfwworld.org.